Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1219 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Let me ask you a question today. How do you view God, your Heavenly Father? It really makes a huge difference in your life. In today's meditation, let us consider a father's love. One of the most beautiful and well-known parables in the Bible is the parable of the father of the two prodigal sons, and this can be found in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Many commentators call this the parable of the prodigal son. But the real hero of this story is the father and his love for his two prodigal sons. It's a parable that Jesus used to skillfully unveil to us the true heart of our gracious and loving Heavenly Father. I would strongly suggest that you take a few minutes today to read through the full parable. And as you read through it, consider this. What is your opinion of God, especially when you've made a mistake? Do you see him as an all-powerful, distant, and unfeeling judge who is angry whenever you fail and who constantly has to be appeased? Or do you know him as your daddy, your Abba Father, whom you can run to at any time, even when you've fallen short? Do you see him as unwaveringly and patiently waiting for you to return to him and then racing down the road to meet you with tears streaming down his face, embracing you, and raining kisses upon you? Let me read a portion of the parable when the one son who has taken all of his inheritance and squandered it and was now completely destitute returns to his father. In his own eyes and the eyes of the world, he was worthless, but not in the eyes of his loving father. I'll read Luke chapter 15 verses 20 through 24. So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But the father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robes in the house and put them on him. Get a ring on his finger and sandals for his feet. And kill the calf that has been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead, and now he has returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. Did you catch the father's response? His father acted like he did not even hear what his son had said, because to his father, it did not matter. As I was studying the Word, the Lord revealed to me that many believers have come to the place where they have forgotten their Heavenly Father. They have forgotten about his love, his grace, and his loving kindness. They relate to God in a judicial and transactional fashion, coming before him with apprehension and trepidation, presenting their failings to him and quickly leaving before they can get the punishment and condemnation that they think they rightly deserve from him. They perceive him exclusively as a God of holiness, judgment, and justice. His face is steely and stern, his mighty arms folded in dissatisfaction and disapproval. They see a God who is quickly displeased, quick to anger, and perpetually disappointed with them, and waiting impatiently to be placated. This wrong belief of who God really is has driven many into fear, guilt, depression, and insecurity. And that is why it is so vital that we see the heart of the Father as unveiled by Jesus in this timeless parable. My friend, do you see His heart of love for you? There's a vacuum in our hearts that can only be filled by the Father's love. I believe that if you allow the Father to come into your heart today and fill you with His perfect love, you will find joy, confidence, fulfillment, and freedom that you have been looking for in life. The Father's love is never ending, and He wants to restore you to the rightful position within His family. Take time to meditate on this today. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our track on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's track, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me on this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,218 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.